This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Gunnison and Noelle Lim. It's 7:47am, Friday the 7th of May. And yesterday, there was a Bank Negara Monetary Policy Committee meeting at which BNM decided to hold steady and maintain the overnight policy rate at 1.75%. So at the MPC meeting, the central bank said that Malaysia's growth trajectory was projected to improve, driven by a stronger recovery in global demand.
However, this decision comes just as the government imposed MCO 3.0 on parts of Selangor and Kuala Lumpur, which could weigh down the economy further.
So what does the horizon look like for the Malaysian economy? For some analysis on our economic outlook in light of this MPC decision, we speak this morning to Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank. Good morning, Kun. Thanks for joining us. So no surprises that Bank Negara held the OPR rate at 1.75%. What do you make of the reasoning given for this decision? Was it largely in line with your expectations?
There were no surprises at all in Bank Negara's decision yesterday to hold the rate as it is. This was unanimously expected. Looking at the overall tone of the statement, again, I don't think there's anything surprising that stands out. I think it's very clear that there are downside risks to growth in Malaysia, given the resurgence in the virus cases and also the extension of MCO measures. However, this is offset by a very, very positive external outlook and also the fact that commodity prices for some of Malaysia's major exports are also at very, very high levels. So that serves as a little bit of a buffer to what will be a very weak domestic demand situation in the near term.
Right, and generally in the statement, so it's no surprises about the rates being held, positive sentiment going forward, but was there anything else in Bank Negara's statement that caught your attention?
Yeah, I think the fact that Bank Negara is prepared to provide more assistance and utilize its policy levers as appropriate. I think to them, clearly they're looking at the downside risks and they are prepared to cut the OPR further if required. But I think you really need a more material downturn in the economy before Bank Negara will act, because OPR is already at a record low level. And I don't think lower interest rates will necessarily help the recovery, given that it is largely driven on the back of restrictions due to the pandemic.
So how will the delay in the Phase 3 immunisation programme, as well as MCO 3.0 in Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, affect your calculations about economic recovery, given that these regions actually are responsible for some 20% of our GDP?
Yeah, so prior to the recent outbreak, we were actually expecting a strong rebound in the Malaysian economy to around 7%, but clearly that is no longer achievable given the recent situation. So, further downgrades are most likely. If you look at the consensus forecast, growth has been revised down to around 5.5% now, and I think there's even potential further downside to that. I think we're all just waiting to see how the situation develops, how much further the MCO will be extended before we can make up our minds in terms of how much further to downgrade growth. But I think it's important to remember there will still be positive growth this year after the contraction that we saw last year. It's just that the growth and the rebound will be weaker than what we were anticipating earlier.
So Bank Negara is expecting headline inflation to average higher in the short term, while underlying inflation remains subdued. So how much of a concern does inflation pose for the Malaysian economy?
Yeah, inflation is going to be an issue, not only in Malaysia, but I think all around, particularly the developing world, given how high commodity prices, particularly for food, has gone. So in the case of Malaysia, we anticipate inflation could head towards 3.5% to 4% in the near term. Part of that is just base effects after prices fell last year. And I think the average could be between 2.5% to 3% for the year. I think it's definitely going to be more of an issue for lower income households, because the source and nature of the inflation will be really evident in the necessities like food and essentials, like petrol, for example. So the distributional impact definitely of high inflation this time around will fall disproportionately more on lower incomes. And I think that's going to be one of the key issues.
So given the uncertain conditions right now, are you pricing in any further interest rate cuts for this year?
I'm not anticipating any further OPR cuts this year. My view is that even if the economy were to require further policy support, OPR is not necessarily the ones that would be the most effective in providing the assistance. I think we really need probably more fiscal support in order to carry the economy through this uncertain period.
And while it might not be on the cards yet, when do you think Bank Negara may look to tighten monetary policy on based on what indicators?
I think that's some way off. Yeah, we really need to see the pandemic under control, the vaccination really ramp up, and hopefully Malaysia being able to achieve herd immunity and the economy fully recovering from the scars of the pandemic from last year. So at this stage, it's probably going to be at the earliest, sometime late next year, if at all, Bank Negara looks to tighten policy.
Kun, you mentioned that you are hoping to see more fiscal support. What particular measures did you have in mind?
Yeah, I think if the MCO gets extended further, obviously there's going to impact on employment prospects. So, further assistance on that front, or probably more direct fiscal transfers, particularly to low-income households, because as I mentioned earlier, with the prospect of inflation picking up, particularly for essential items, that's going to put quite a strain on low-income households. So I think some form of direct assistance for them to manage that, I think, would be most helpful.
But Kun, do we have the fiscal space for that, considering just a few weeks back, the Prime Minister alluded to the fact that we didn't have that much money?
Yeah, I think that's the major policy constraint at the moment for Malaysia. I mean, last year, the government was very generous in terms of the fiscal support provided, but that's because they were able to do so, and there was no issue in running a much larger fiscal deficit. This time around, obviously, the starting point is in a much worse situation. So there is a limit. And the trade-off is that the government will need to run larger deficits for longer. And I think one of the considerations the Malaysian government needs to take into account is whether or not that might affect the country's sovereign credit rating standing. So it's not an easy decision. The trade-offs are not pleasant, but ultimately, I think in my view, if the situation requires and the pandemic doesn't come under control, definitely more fiscal support is needed and will be more effective than just OPR cuts.
Now, if we get an extended MCO, it may bring down that GDP projection further. But are there any bright spots that Malaysians can look forward to?
Yeah, the external sector is definitely one major bright spot. So we're going to see continued strong export numbers from Malaysia for probably the rest of this year. Manufacturing production, obviously tied to the export sector, has been running quite strong. And, despite the reimposition of MCO, those sectors continue to operate unencumbered. So that's going to be the major driving force for the Malaysian economy for the rest of this year.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Kun. That was Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank, giving us his thoughts in the wake of the Bank Negara Monetary Policy Committee meeting yesterday, at which the central bank held our OPR at 1.75%. So as Kun pointed out, this was really unanimously expected. The question is going to be, as we move forward into still, this year that is still fraught with some uncertainty, are we going to see more fiscal support measures before we get, because Kun thinks that more monetary policy kind of measures are a little bit further down the road.
Yeah, so I think the question is, can we afford to? Do we have the appetite to? And does that mean we may even have to dip into our emergency fund, the Kwan fund, as it is? We are already dipping into that to buy vaccinations.
Yeah, and also I guess it comes down to this balancing game, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially, last year, the government had provided fiscal support to a certain element, to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, there's always going to be that that concern over sovereign ratings, right? There's always going to be a balance because rating agencies are going to be watching our ability to pay back our ability to sustainably provide these fundings and all of that. So that's the balance, right? Essentially, you want to support your people, but at the same time, you have to balance the books so as to not risk a downgrade to your rating going forward.
Yes, and I think the next sovereign ratings review is going to be S&P in June, so that can be that will be something that we certainly watch out for. We've also been running a poll asking you whether you gained or lost out from the lower interest rate environment that we've seen over this past year or so. We've had just over 60 votes. It's pretty mixed. 26% have said they gained on lower loan payments. 28% said they lost out on lower FD rates. 23% said a bit of both, and another 23% said neither.
That's quite evenly spread out across the board. It's like a quarter for each.
Yes, but then of course, there is of course the question. This is of sample size. This is only a 60 votes. But do let us know what you think and comment on the poll as well. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin, and after that the breakfast grill, where Roshan will be speaking with Hugh Moylan, Group CEO and Executive Director of SEG International Berhad. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.